Today is the 12/12 portal, and sometimes these pivotal dates come around where the numbers are amplified and magnified. Sometimes we see this information on the internet and we don't know how it pertains to us, and it can seem a little bit airy-fairy, it can seem a little bit rooted in spirituality. When we put spirituality and science together, we end up with grounded consciousness. So the 12/12 portal, I've been thinking about this and I'm like, what is going on with this portal? Maybe a few people in the last couple of weeks have felt like they have quite simply died in areas energetically, mentally, emotionally, and it's been a really long 2 weeks. Why is that? We had an eclipse a couple of weeks ago, and eclipse season always comes around whenever the astrology squares the nodes. Okay, so what does that mean? So that means that we have a north node in Gemini and a south node in Sagittarius. One way to put that is the north node is where we are going and the south node is where we have come from. And eclipse season always brings about these massive, intense changes, and a lunar eclipse will be an internal change, so a personal process, personal death, energetic death, ego death, all those little bits of us that need to die so we can move into clean new spaces. Now, whether you understand portals or you don't, they are just energetic frequencies. Today is the 12/12 and it's a gateway of alignment of frequencies, and they are almost energetic gateways for us to step into new epochs of time, new eras, new self. And the 12/12 portal comes before the new moon in Sagittarius on the 14th, and that energy is going to sit around for the 14th, 15th and 16th, depending where you are in the world. And while it sounds like a really good thing that the portal's opening, and we see this on Instagram, we see this on social media, the portal's opening, yeah, it's opening, but what if you can't go through it? So some of the stuff that's been coming up for the last couple of weeks are defense mechanisms, and it can only be described as flashbacks. The Venus in Scorpio energy is a really interesting energy because it comes with this emotional supercharge. Everything's supercharged, everything's emotional, and it's deeply, deeply affecting, not in a bad way, but just in a way that in essence makes you turn inwards. And after everything we've been through in 2020, you're like, really, are we still doing this? And the answer is yes, and here's why. The 12/12 portal is a gateway and an opportunity for all of us as a collective and personally to step into a new frequency. But imagine trying to go through this portal and all of a sudden you bounce back and you can't get in. And you're like, this is interesting, because we're all like, oh, I want to step into something new. I want to go into 2021, you know. But remember, we are in Sagittarius season, which is all about our limiting beliefs. How can we move forward if we still have these limiting beliefs or these emotional charges attached to those limiting beliefs? And because we've been in flashback season, you may have been flashback to a 5-year-old self, a 10-year-old self, in those situations where you may have felt rejected or abandoned. Even if that wasn't the case, it can certainly feel like that. So you're like, okay, I'm just going to walk through this portal, I'm going to head into a new year, new me, new stuff, and you'll bounce back. And you're like, okay, so what is it about this gateway that just won't let me in? And when we step into new frequencies, we have to leave the old frequencies behind. That is a non-negotiable. So when we don't do that work, that emotionally charged inner work that comes with the Venus in Scorpio energy, you bounce back. there's no way you can go through this portal, there's no way you can go through this gateway and step into a new frequency if you're still carrying baggage. And that is the baggage from the eclipse a couple of weeks ago. And the new moon in Sagittarius is actually a solar eclipse. We are deep into the eclipse gateway here. And sometimes those eclipse gateways are not kind because they bring everything up. And while we see a lot of starseed information on Instagram about being a multidimensional being, not being from here, being a light worker, an energy worker, all of this is true. However, if your frequency isn't aligned to that, that's not a bad thing. It just means that you need to get your frequency into alignment with what it actually is that you're asking for. Because this portal is available for everybody. You don't need to be a starseed. You don't need to be a light worker. You know, we had that information. If you know anything about the conjunction in December 2017, following from 2016 on the mass awakening, and that's knowledge that can be Googled, you will know that we are at the end point, the culmination. So there's a lot of things ending, which always seems painful, but there's also so much new stuff beginning, which sits on the other side of the portal and that gateway to just better alignment, really. And that's really what the portal is. It's just helping you step through into new versions, new frequencies, new gateways of alignment for yourself. Especially if you have been manifesting things, people, situations, opportunities. And this actually brings me to manifestation, and that's a separate waffle. But what if you've manifested something, but you're not ready for it? That's the portal bouncing you back to go and take a look at where you're still emotionally charged, where your defense mechanisms stop you from receiving. Those rejection and abandonment wounds and those limiting beliefs, like I can never do that, I can never have that. And because it's emotionally charged, it's super, super scary. It's like, I really want this. But then when your words and your actions don't align, you're going to get bounced back from that portal. And that's going to hurt. But that's also the Venus and Scorpio energy. But moving forward with the Sagittarius energy, and what's its opposite Sagittarius? It's Gemini, it's communication. It's communicating that. And that's not always communicating it to other people, but communicating to yourself. Now that communication to yourself right now will feel so loud, because we are in a portal, we are in a gateway, and those sounds are echoing back to you. So this portal isn't reserved for those that are spiritually evolved, woke, or a light worker. You know, if you're a light worker, you're an energy worker, you had this mandate 4 years ago. So you've got what you've got. You've got your gifts, you've got your talents, you've got your blessings, and that's that. But you can't utilize those until you can go through the portal and you're not being bounced back, because you're having those flashbacks on those defense mechanisms that have always served you. And it's like, you know what, is that really working for you right now? Or is it actually stopping you from getting what you want and getting what you need? Don't get bounced back from the portal. Because that energy and that new frequency is available for us all, but you can't take all your stuff with you. No, you can't.